Hello, my name is Dan Adler, and I'm going to be presenting the Cold Neutron Delivery System Upgrade Project at the NIST Center for Neutron Research. First, I will give an overview of the NCNR facility. Then I'll discuss the upgrade to our cold source, as well as the upgrades to our neutron guidelines. I will go over the outage for this project, and then finally give a status of where we are today. This is the layout of the NCNR. We have seven instruments located around the reactor in our confinement building, or C100, which is shown here on the left. Six of these instruments are thermal neutron instruments, and one, our MAX instrument, is a cold neutron instrument, which has a dedicated half-liter liquid hydrogen cold source. We have 12 cold neutron guidelines that are illuminated by a 5-liter liquid hydrogen cold source. These 12 guidelines travel out of C100 through either a 24-foot thick concrete wall that used to be used for our hot storage, or through an old utility room, which is named D100. And the guidelines travel into our guide hall, also known as G100. And the dotted lines shown here in the layout represent the walls that separate these rooms. In the guide hall, we currently have 21 cold neutron instruments. This image shows a cross-section of our 20-megawatt reactor. You can see around the core, 9 beam tubes plus one large beam tube to the right. The large beam tube is what houses our cold source, which, as I mentioned, is currently a 5-liter liquid hydrogen cold source. This is our third cold source. The cold source illuminates 3 cold tubes, which are named CTW, or cold tube west, CTC, or cold tube center, and CTE, which is cold tube east. The cold tubes hold our impile guide elements, which are the origins of our 12 guidelines. And here you can see how those 3 impile guides split off into the 12 guidelines that we have in our guide hall. This is another view of our reactor, and which shows the layout and relative sizes of our 2 cold sources. To the right, you can see the cold source, which is dedicated for the MAX instrument. This is the 0.5-liter liquid hydrogen cold source. This was installed in 2012, and during this project, this will remain a hydrogen cold source. To the left is where we currently have our hydrogen cold source. During this project, we will be replacing the hydrogen cold source with a 35-liter liquid deuterium cold source. Shown here is the 2 cold sources side by side in the bottom right. To the left is the hydrogen cold source, and to the right is the new deuterium cold source. This cold source upgrade is being partially funded by the NNSA in order to compensate for the 10% reduction in flux that will occur when we eventually convert to low-enriched uranium from high-enriched uranium. This graph shows gain versus wavelength for our new deuterium cold source versus the hydrogen cold source. The D2 cold source will double our flux at higher wavelengths, providing a performance improvement for nearly all of the instruments in the guide hall. In order to remove and replace the cold source, we will need to remove the majority of our neutron guide system and shielding in C100, as shown here. There's about 1 million pounds of shielding here, and 60 to 70% of this needs to be removed. Much of this is outside of crane reach. This much disassembly provides us with an opportunity to upgrade some of the oldest parts of our neutron guide system. Neutron guidelines 5, 6, and 7 are the oldest guides in our facility. These were installed over 30 years ago. They're straight nickel 58 guides, which were state of the art at the time, but during this project, they will be replaced with new Super Mirror coded guides. The pink guides shown here indicate which guides will be replaced during this project. In addition to some of the first elements on all of our guidelines, we will be replacing all of 5, 6, and 7 through confinement. This includes a new impile element, new guide casings in C100, new shutters, and new 24-foot long penetrations that span into the guide hall. In the guide hall, we will be replacing all of the neutron guides for NG 5 and 6 all the way to the end stations. And for NG 7, we will replace guides up to the first monocrometer position and then reuse guides the rest of the way to the existing instruments. The NG7 guideline currently provides neutrons to a 30-meter SANS instrument, a test station, two neutron interferometers, and a horizontal sample reflectometer. Guides through confinement will be replaced with M equals 2 supermirror guides, providing a gain for all instruments on this guideline. During this project, we will also be retiring the horizontal sample reflectometer and relocating the alpha-gamma instrument from NG6 to NG7, providing a gain of nearly 3 for that instrument. The new NG6 guide will provide neutrons for a longer upgraded cold neutron imaging station and for an instrument upstream on a monocrometer position using the lower portion of the guide. The guideline will curve slightly to the west in order to eliminate line of sight to the core and unwanted gamma rays and fast neutrons. The new guides will be M equals 2 supermirror guides with a higher M value on the outside of the curve, providing a uniform spatial distribution and a factor of about 3.4 increase in thermal equivalent flux over the present nickel 58 straight guides. The new NG5 guideline will provide cold neutrons for a new cold neutron triple axis spectrometer, replacing the SPINS instrument. The new guideline will be straight and elliptical in both the horizontal and vertical planes. The calculated gain over the current SPINS instrument approaches 10 at the longest wavelengths. The timeline to complete this project is shown here. We'll actually begin by shutting down neutron guides 5, 6, and 7 before the reactor shutdown by about 2 months in order to begin disassembly of these guidelines in the guide hall. Doing this helps us to minimize the reactor shutdown length as much as possible. The reactor will shut down in January of 2023 and will be shut down for about 11 months. The reactor starts back up in the end of November in 2023. 19 of our instruments will come back online. However, the guidelines 5, 6, and 7 will have been installed through confinement, but not yet through the guide hall. So the instruments on these guidelines will not start up when the reactor does. Right before the outage begins, here's a snapshot of what the facility will look like in 2022. As I mentioned, NG 5, 6, and 7 will shut down about 2 months before the reactor, November of 2022, at which time we will begin disassembly of these guidelines in the guide hall. This disassembly is required because the penetrations which span from C100 into G100 must come out on the guide hall side. The reactor shutdown will begin in January of 2023, and by the end of April, all disassembly required, as shown here, should be complete, including the removal of the hydrogen cold source. And then by mid-September, the installation of the new deuterium cold source should be complete, and the confinement guide system should have been installed, with NG5, 6, and 7 installed all the way through confinement up to the guide hall. And finally, the C100 shielding will be reinstalled, and the D2 cold source will begin testing in October before the reactor restarts by the end of November. At this time, we will begin installing NG 5, 6, and 7 in the guide hall, with priority given to first completing NG 7, followed by NG 6, and then NG 5. At this time, we have already installed and are running a refrigerator with higher capacity for the cold source. We have designs complete of the new impile casings for CTC and CTE, and we have ordered all the guides needed for confinement. In fact, many of the guides have already arrived on site, and the remaining guides are scheduled to arrive by the end of 2021. Also in 2021, we're expecting arrival of a prototype of the new D2 cold source cryostat. Currently in progress are designs of the new NG5 through 7 common casing, the new shutters, and one of the new penetration casings. There are a number of things we are doing to minimize the reactor shutdown length, to remain on schedule, and to minimize radiation exposure of our workers to ensure that this project is a success. First of all, we are building a mock-up of our reactor to practice high radiation work as required to remove and replace our cold source. This high rad work represents the highest risk work in terms of safety that we will be doing during this project. Practicing with the mock-up will ensure that our workers are well-trained in these tasks and will help us to improve the procedures, thereby minimizing our radiation exposure. And secondly, we're expecting all the new guide system components to arrive in-house by the first quarter of 2022. During the remaining time before the shutdown begins in 2023, we will be pre-assembling and pre-lining the casings and neutron guides. This minimizes the alignment work that will need to take place during the reactor shutdown and thereby reducing the overall length of the shutdown. And finally, we are working with the different groups at the NCNR, including the reactor operators, the reactor operations cold source team, and the health physics group, in order to optimize the sequence of work that will happen during the shutdown. This has helped us to reduce the shutdown length to 11 months from what was at one time looking like it will be a 14-month shutdown. In summary, we will be upgrading our liquid hydrogen cold source to a liquid deuterium cold source, which will double our flux of cold neutrons at higher wavelengths. The reactor will be shut down for about 11 months beginning in January of 2023. When the reactor restarts, 19 of our instruments will come back online. However, guidelines 5, 6, and 7 will be shutting down early and restarting late. NG5 will have an elliptical guide profile in both horizontal and vertical planes, providing cold neutrons to a new triple axis spectrometer. This instrument is not expected to be available to users before 2027. NG6 will have a new curved guideline with super mirror guides for a single monochromator position and a new longer imaging station. This is not expected to be complete until the beginning of 2026. And finally, NG7 will have new M=2 super mirror guides through confinement, providing a gain for all instruments on this guideline. We expect to have NG7 reopen during the first quarter of 2025, which is about a year after the reactor restarts. This concludes my presentation. Thank you for your interest in the upgrades to our facility. For more information and future updates, please visit our website listed here.